All right. Well, what were you? I wanted to talk about here this morning was the presentation Peace Circle that sounds like, you know, over the last week or so, some moves have been made and things are starting to progress a little bit. And I just wanted to touch base with you guys and get a little insight as to what the property, the space, the build, everything that is envisioned, really. And it's been about a year since you guys kind of announced what you'd like to see and envisioned as a place of tranquility and renewal. I was curious, Sister Mary, about the vision itself. Did that come from one person that kind of spearheaded this event, or was it all together where you said, you know what, we want to leave a lasting legacy? How did the inner workings or the beginning of this process start?
That's a very good question, Jay. And I would say it probably, there's more than one way to answer that or respond to it. We could say from the very beginning, and we could say, you know, who we have been in the community, meaning what did the people in the Aberdeen area and the surrounding area ask of us, and how have we responded in the past in terms of trying to be a blessing and lift up the lives of others, whether that was through education or healthcare and many other kinds of forms of social service to the people in need. So in this case, I would say we knew after about 4 years of trying that there wasn't anyone, any organization that could purchase the building and sustain it. And so we didn't want to have, you know, someone purchase and then it go up for sale and then someone else purchase. We didn't want that for this building that was our home, as well as the home for many college students and such. So we made the hard decision then to say, let's go back to the beginning. Let's restore the land to what it was before we built the Presentation Mother House and then college. And so we did make the hard decision to take down the building last summer, which was, as we say, our home. And yet we wanted that building to end with grace, too, and all that it contained for those many, many years. Mm-hmm. We wanted it to end gracefully as well. Well, then what would we put there? And, you know, there are many places around the world that are what we would call in the Catholic tradition pilgrimage sites. So there are people who actually intentionally go to a location because it's sacred in some way. There's a holiness about it, and they want to be there in that space. And we were saying, why can't that be in Aberdeen? Why can't Aberdeen be a destination place like that, where people could come and experience that tranquility? People could be renewed. You know, we prayed there for 70 plus years, and we've prayed in the city of Aberdeen for 140 years. So why couldn't this be a place of a sacred ground, a sacred space that people could come into and be reconnect with their deepest self, with their God, and go forth in a fresh kind of way?
Well, that is very well put. Thank you so much for that. Because that is the inspiration behind it all is really pretty moving, you know, especially when you think about it as, you know, the Blessed Sacrament of Chapel being a home, as you mentioned. You know, I don't know that necessarily people throughout the community or area maybe recognize that. So that is special for sure. And what a great sentiment and testament, I should say. Well, really both, to the service that you guys have provided to this community for a very long time. So that was the beginning process. And now it's been a year and you know, the process continues on, sometimes slower, sometimes faster. That's how these things work. But now it's time, it looks like, for the next phase. And what does that mean? Do you start to break ground, or the layout of the area? I don't want to call it a campus necessarily, but the layout for the presentation Peace Circle, you know, it looks like there's going to be some work that needs to be done. Is that what you mean by the next phase?
Yes, that's a very good question. And you're right. As sisters, we're used to discerning, and so we move forward together. That means, you know, as we have dozens of us, we we take our time to make sure that we go forward as one. And so that means we listen and we attend to how the Spirit is moving within each one of us, and then each of all of us as a group. So it does take time. And the people of Aberdeen have been extraordinarily patient as we've come to this, I would say, emerging revelation, emerging vision. And so now we are at this stage, and one of the things that we were pretty clear about is that there are going to be what we're calling, not really stations, but eight sites where people can rest and pray or visit with someone, however. And those are going to correspond to the Beatitudes. So if you go to the into the Gospel, you see Jesus talking about the Beatitudes, Matthew's Gospel. And we chose the Beatitudes because, you know, it's a like a paradoxical, and life can be paradoxical. So he says, blessed are those who are meek. Well, that's not usually how we see things in society. Or blessed are those who mourn. Well, maybe, you know. So what was Jesus about when he was saying that? And yet we know in our lives there's many paradoxes. So how do we come into that space that and be invited into it actually by Jesus and live in or hold the paradoxes in our life with some reverence, some gentleness, some even curiosity to say, what wants to be revealed here? And so when we came upon an attitude change toward the land itself, and we have been trying to do some things on the north part of our property for about 5 years now, and we took the attitude, well, if the land could speak, what would the land want to see happen here? Rather than us imposing our will on it, what would the property, what would this land as a living entity, which it is, what would it want to say? What is its hope? And so that's what we tried to do here now in this, what we would say is a second phase. If you think of the north part as our first phase, this is a second phase. What is the highest expression of this land? See, we're all created by God, but we as human beings can give voice to the beauty of creation. We can give praise. We can sing song. And so the trees and the grass and the flowers and all those beautiful things we see are themselves giving praise to God. But then we take what they are because we can give voice to it and we can lift their beauty, their excellence even higher. That's part of the gift we give back to the beauty of nature. But there should be harmony, not domination. We don't want to dominate. We want to be in harmony with nature because nature is a teacher, too.
Without a doubt, there is a lot that we can learn, that's for sure. Yeah, I am curious about the stations, I think you called them, or the eight stations or stops, uh-huh, or stops that would be in the circle. What do they each represent? Something different? Are they tied together? Are they individual? Or are they part of kind of a message as a whole?
Yes. So Jesus did the Sermon on the Mount, and so they come as a whole. However, you can look at one, you know, individually, like blessed are the pure of heart. So what would that mean to be pure of heart? Or blessed are the peacemakers is another one. And blessed are those who are persecuted for my sake, my namesake. Wow, you know. So yes, they're meant, they come as a whole. We think of them as the eight, but certainly each one of them is rich enough or profound enough that someone could think deeply into that. And honestly, I would say it's a little bit like it's a toy, but it's called a Habermann sphere. And if you look at that online, if you just pull one part of this sphere, the whole sphere is impacted. And that's how integrated and interconnected we are. So in terms of those eight Beatitudes, I might not live into three or five of them. But if I live into even just one, I'm impacting the whole. Do you see? If you think of a sphere, you can't move one part without impacting the whole. But you don't have to do all eight. You maybe just do the one that's your particular call. Blessed are those who are pure of heart. I could live into that, focus on that my whole life, and that would be well and good if I could get that one down.
I know. Yeah, isn't that the truth? We all strive for it, but certainly, well, I shouldn't say we all do, but I'd like to think that we do. But that is a really cool way of putting that, and the way, you know, I appreciate that because, you know, people can kind of relate to it and go, okay, well, those are the eight parts. And again, if you're missing one, it affects the whole sphere, as you mentioned.
So if we're attending to one, let me say this, please.
Sure.
What can happen is that we say, oh, I have to do all eight. And then I say, oh, I'm not doing it well. So I give up. Well, then who wins there? That is the evil spirit winning. So if we can even just say, I do this one and I focus on this one, and that is a victory for God's side of things.
Right.
So we don't want to overburden ourselves spiritually, and then we say, I'm just not good, and so I totally give up.
Yep.
There, we don't want that.
Just do what you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It can get overwhelming for sure.
Yes.
I wanted to also ask you a little bit, just because I find it kind of interesting, you know, as we hear mid-May, things getting going, and with the second phase, as we talked about. But it's interesting that the name, the Presentation Peace Circle, I understand that there were several ideas and people mm-hmm, shared mm-hmm. about the naming, but it is one that you kept coming back to, that as a group, you kind of kept saying, this feels right, it sounds right, you know? And what led to the name Presentation Peace Circle? Because, I mean, on its face, it's pretty self-explanatory. It's on this, you know, the presentation system. And there's more to it than just the name, because it does, well, the word resonate was used, and that's a very good way of putting it, that it does kind of you relate to it. So how did you guys after bouncing around to different ideas and stuff, how did you land on Presentation Peace Circle?
So yes, we wanted to make sure, and there will be more storyboards, but you know, messaging along the way, so that people can help understand it better or more completely, let's say it that way.
Right.
So presentation, yes, it did harken back to the Presentation Sisters, and that's what we wanted to be clear, that this was our gift to the community. Peace. We often had banners. We did have banners at our place, and we said, go in peace. We do think peace begins with right relationship, and so then that you know, you say, if you want peace, work for justice. And so we've always talked about justice as our way of life, that it's an attitude we try to carry, and it's something we try to give voice to in a variety of ways, especially how to bring people to the table so that all can flourish and not just some. You know, that's how do we attend to those most in need? So the idea that if you work for justice, you will have a peaceful society. A just society will be a peaceful society. So peace does mean an active presence of goodness. And then circle, yes. So it communicates a circle. When you look at the diagram, it communicates that. We think of that our life was centered on Christ, and so that's the epicenter, if you will. And from there, the positive vibrations or the positive energy will go out. It has gone out, and we think it will continue to go out. And it was interesting. There was a consultant that looked at that first, and that was immediately what he said. He said, wow, that's an epicenter that's going to continue to ripple out. And we thought, oh my gosh, he got it in just one glance. So we think a Presentation Peace Circle, that Christ was always at our center, continues to be at the center in the way we've designed it, and that circle, which continues to expand out and be inclusive, you know, it never ends, and it keeps incorporating more and more people into its blessing.
I tell you what,
and then there's this little bit. So I'll give you this little bit. What did a lot of people call that place up there? I think they said PC, didn't they?
Yeah.
PC?
Yeah, PC.
So we think the nickname is going to be PC. So we might as well make it easy for people to call it PC.
The Presentation Circle.
Whether that's Presentation Convent, Presentation College. PC.
I like it. Oh, that's wonderful. You know, and I did read a little, and I know a little bit about some of these questions that I'm asking, but it's so nice to be able to get your perspective and to hear your voice explaining it. It hits home so much more than if it was just me, you know, reading something. So I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to us. That is very interesting. I love the circle portion of the name and all of your description of it. That is just wonderful. This is just a great project, and I've heard so many people talking, and there's excitement that is being built. That just this morning.
Oh, that warms my heart. Thank you for saying that people are excited.
You bet. And what it all means to the community, and thank you guys so much for all the work that you're doing into it, and thank you for your time here this morning.
But I wanted to say to you, thank you. You made this interview so easy. I was a little anxious, but now as I've visited with you, it was so natural. So thank you for the skill you brought to this moment.
Well, thank you. I try to make it as easy and conversational as possible. So